Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Jim McGovern, tell me about immigration. You know, the Republicans got hurt quite badly in the presidential election. We know that. The Hispanic vote went dramatically against them, as did the women's vote. And moderate Republicans began to talk about, well, we have to do something.
Right.
But it doesn't look like an awful lot's happening. Maybe that's just the government shutdown, which, as you once said, was a self-inflicted wound. But where's it all going?
Well, I mean, look, we need comprehensive immigration reform. In this country. And I think most reasonable people, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, agree that we do. Again, we have this kind of extreme right-wing element of the Republican House that is objecting to any kind of meaningful immigration reform. They've demagogued the issue. I mean, they've played to the cheap seats on this issue. They have again made this one of their signature issues that anybody who votes for immigration reform should be challenged, and if you're a Republican, you should be challenged in the primary. It has become a polarizing issue in this House of Representatives. It shouldn't be. We need to get beyond that. Again, I mean, I think if the Speaker of the House would schedule the Senate-passed bill. That Republicans and Democrats in the Senate pass. If he would schedule that on the House floor, it would pass. It would pass, and we could then solve that issue and move on to something else. But Speaker Boehner is reluctant to do that. He doesn't want to offend the Tea Party wing of his party.
So, Jim McGovern, what's the way out of this mess? I mean, you've described it again and again in terms of the right-wingers, people being afraid of primaries. When we started all of this, I would have bet you the ranch that the Democrats could not take the House of Representatives the next time. Now I'm not so sure.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously, one of the ways to change this reality is, you know, in the next election. But that's over a year away. That's a long time, and we need to get some stuff done in this next year.
Well, let me stop you, because it's so important. So let us say for a moment that this happens now, that we get over this. A year, as we know, can be a huge amount of time. Will people remember all of this?
Well, you know, I hope so, because, you know, I mean, I you know, as someone on the front lines here, I'm tired of government, by crisis. I mean, this is, you know, there are things that, you know, there are crises that you have no control over, but we have control over these crises that we're manufacturing. And, you know, and people ought to remember that. I mean, I think one of the problems is that the Republicans were very successful in gerrymandering districts all across the country to protect some of the more extreme elements of their party. And so, you know, yes, it's true. If you're running for president and you're Republican and you're against immigration reform, it's very difficult to see how you can win an election. But if you are one of these Tea Party members that's in a carefully constructed, you know, gerrymandered district, you know, it doesn't matter to you. Your base will vote for you no matter what. And I think that's a problem. I think, in addition to the dysfunction that you see down here, you know, when it comes to immigration reform, and even when it comes to the rhetoric being used against this president, I mean, I was stunned to see on TV, you know, people with Confederate flags waving them in front of the White House, you know, and some of the things that were said at that rally that Senator Cruz were at, it's just so ugly, and it's beyond the pale. And we ought to all stand together, no matter what your political ideology is, to say this is wrong. We need to move this country forward. We don't want to go backwards. So this is a very, very difficult time.
But don't we ever look at history? I mean, Harry Truman lost the Congress, as Obama has,
right,
to the Republicans. He runs, and he tells it like he thinks it is.
Right.
He really did. And a magnificent book I'm reading now. and he brings back the Congress overwhelmingly. Don't the Republicans have any idea that they're courting this similar kind of danger now?
Well, I think they operate in their own echo chamber, so that, you know, they meet and they have, you know, they talk to each other, and then they listen to Fox News, and then they listen to Rush Limbaugh, and then, you know, and I mean, it's just this, they have this kind of, they live within this echo chamber where they kind of hear, you know, the same things from people who, you know, who are allied with kind of the more extreme elements of their party. And you know, and I think, you know, and I'd like to think, you know, whenever we have actually get a chance to leave this place, I was able to leave here for, to do some stuff up in the district on Sunday, but I'd like, if people can go home, you know, I think their constituents would tell them, you know, what's going on in Washington is just nutty. This is not the way we want government to run, you know. And I find it, again, puzzling when I hear, you know, Speaker Boehner say, well, you know, if the Democrats want government open, you know, then we need to get X, Y, and Z concessions. Opening the government is not doing the Democrats a favor. It's what we're supposed to do for the American people. I mean, it's like that's a bargaining chip. You know, we're going to shut down the government. You know, we're going to furlough hundreds of thousands of federal employees. You know, we're going to cause all this uncertainty. All these functions of government are now being shut down. We're going to cause all this pain to the American people, and you're going to use it as a bargaining chip to say to the Democrats, if you want it open again, you've got to give us something.
Now, Jim McGovern, this is a tough question, and I apologize for it in advance. But the Democrats are doing quite well in the polls here. But there is, as you just suggested, a year before the, you know, the next congressional elections are, a year in which people can sort of forget this. Is there any theory that the Democrats have nothing to lose by allowing the Republicans to continue to do this?
Yeah, I think the country loses if this continues like this. And again, look, I mean, I want to regain control of the House, you know, and I want to be able to move this country forward even more aggressively than the president wants to move. You know, there's lots of things I want to do. But look, I think if they screw up if they default on their debt and keep the government closed, you can see this economy go into a downward spiral really rapidly, and one that might be very difficult to recover from. And I don't know whether that helps anybody. I mean, look, one of the problems with this dysfunction is why the Republicans' numbers are way down in the toilet. You know, the fact is that the American people, their overall judgment of Congress is pretty low as well. Nobody's getting good grades, you know, for what's happening here. And the Republicans are getting blamed more, but none of us are benefiting from this, I think, politically. And I think, you know, what I don't want to have happen is people get so discouraged that they don't want to participate in this process. We need good people to run. We need good people to come to the polls, to pay attention, to participate. And so, I just don't think anybody wins if we default and if this government remains closed. I think my hope is that people will recognize, you know, who was constructive in this debate and who was destructive. And I think, if people keep that in mind, I think the Democrats will do very well in the next election. But we need to solve this problem this week. We have two emergencies that we need to get done this week. And if not, I really worry about what the situation will be next week.
Jim McGovern from the 2nd District in Massachusetts. Jim, again, thank you so much for being with us. When I come back with you the next time, I want to get a little bit more local in our politics, as Tip O'Neill might have said. Thanks a lot.